So, didn't catch the show on
Wednesday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4.
Yeah, hello, podcasters. Good to have your ear.
Well, both of them. Nathan, before I ask you what your highlight is of tonight's show, there's some great moments. I just want to tease a little something.
Well, you can do it. You can tease me, buddy.
There's a little...
little tease?
Yeah, you're too good looking.
Stop it.
At the end of this, you know, the waffle, if you're a regular listener, we used to waffle on at the start of the podcast. We've moved that to the end. So if you want to hear that, it's at the end. And we quite possibly have Australia's greatest funny person. The biggest celebrity in Australia. Yeah. We have them at the end of the podcast.
Huge.
Huge. Huge.
So you're probably thinking, who could it be? Carl Barron, Jim Jefferies. Who did Hannah Gadsby? Who possibly did they get?
We got the funniest person.
Let me tell you, funnier than all those people.
I'm worried now, because we've already recorded that, we don't introduce him well enough, and people will listen to him and be a little confused.
Well, we'll just have to get him on again, won't we? I think we're saying it, we're going to drip feed who he is over a period of time.
By the end of the year, you'll know this person.
Yeah.
If you don't already,
100%,
because he needs no introduction.
Yeah, he's going to be like the antibiotics of guests. You know what I mean? We'll just drip him into you. You know what I mean? The whole time. You like that analogy?
Oh, I was thinking the oral, like the tablets. You know, take
You're
all
thinking
them to...
oral with our guests, were you?
I mean, I knew... weren't you?
I mean, I know you like him. So,
what was your highlight?
Sorry, just quickly, producer Jerry. Hey, mate. We got you.
We're just doing the podcast, mate.
Did somebody call the show just then, did they?
Yeah, I've worked on your show, I don't know, I worked over summer and then I worked a few nights last year. And you, I don't know how, but you and the 10-year-old male department, you guys are really popular.
Really? 10-year-olds calling up all the time, enjoying the show.
Yeah, and it always sounds like they've stolen their parents' phone. They're like, hi, my name's so-and-so and I love the boys and I'm a big fan. Can I talk to them? I'm like... sorry, not tonight. They're busy, you know, national radio show, you know.
I'll be honest, I think you're right, Jerry, because we've run into, like, kids and they come up and they go, you know, we're the biggest fans. We listen to you every night and we call. And then their parents will be with them, like if we're at a basketball game or something.
Yeah.
And their parents will go, how are you listening every night and calling? Like they've stolen their parents' phone in a bedroom and just...
I know. I mean, I love that, but go to sleep. Anyway.
Yeah, so the kid I just told you about has called for every phoner tonight, and every time he's had nothing to say, but just wants to say hey.
Just a big thing.
Good. What's his name?
His name's Lockie.
Love you, Lock.
Good on you, Lockie.
So I just realised producer Jerry's name on the screen.
What does it say I've even read? It's a good name. It doesn't say Jerry, though.
No.
Jerry's also not the guest at the end of the podcast.
No, it's not. God, no. No.
Good show today, guys.
Highlight, 3, 2, 1.
That was way too quick. You didn't even give me enough time to glance down the show plan. You know,
you should just remember.
I've got a poor memory.
You were in it.
Yeah, I've got a poor memory.
Three.
Just slow down. Give me.
Haven't even got us two yet.
From seven. Go from seven.
7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Picking up at the gym. Well, now I've disappointed you.
Yeah, I didn't think that was the right answer.
You put me under pressure. Well, what is the right answer?
It wasn't that.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay, because you could hear it all here.
Jim, an Aussie driver, has taken to social media to ask whether she should be blamed for taking somebody's park when the person was indicating from the other side of the road. So, essentially, this person was waiting for a park, a parallel park. There was a person parked parallelly in front of her. She was behind that person, and then there was also a person coming from the other direction trying to get that park, had an indicator on. She didn't see that person and zoomed straight into the park. Is she in the wrong?
I think it comes down to... Nate's got a diagram.
Got a diagram.
Printed that off or made it yourself?
Certainly didn't make it, mate. But I knew I felt like it.
No wonder we're so busy today. Yeah. That's doing bloody MS bloody, Paint.
I'm on Paint making a diagram. No, I that was provided.
No, I see the image. And you know, well done on how you explained it.
No, I appreciate it. I wanted to create a word picture.
You did that before you showed me the picture, and I clearly had an image in my mind as you described that. So, round of applause for yourself.
No,
mate.
Thank you, well mate. Done. And that's what we do each and every day. It's theatre of the mind.
It really is. I think it just comes down, it doesn't matter where the cars are, it's just who was there first.
Yeah, I think so.
Do we know in this case?
So she was there second. She was there second.
Oh, yeah, no, you're in the wrong.
But she's arguing that that person should have done a U-turn and been on the other side of the road.
No, well, because again, like you imagine if someone's coming out of a park, then you're going to have to go backwards or forward. So it's sometimes safer. It's all about road safety, mate. Just to be on the other side of the road and indicate, rather than trying to do a bloody
I agree.
12-point turn.
I agree. And if you're in a rush to do it, even more dangerous, mate. Even more dangerous. Have you found, I mean, you and I, we drive a lot of places and we often go to busy places and I feel like parking's getting worse. I feel like it's getting more ruthless, the parking scenario around the country at the moment.
The other day, you did such a good job. Now the pressure's on me to just try and describe
paint
the parking
a picture, mate.
Incident.
Have you made a diagram?
So there's all cars on the on the left-hand side of the road, right? I'm driving on the left-hand side of the road. There's a person gets into their car and I see them get in their car. And so then I sort of, as I'm driving past it, I see it and I give them the wave of mouth, even though they can't hear me. I'm like, can I have that?
I'm drawing this live, by the way. So yeah.
And then they give me the thumbs up. So I just go a bit further ahead, right?
Mm.
And so they reverse out and then I give them the arm wave, go around me and I'll reverse back into your park. And then as I wave to them to drive around me, someone just drives up from behind me and takes the park.
A park bencher. Not good. Not good.
Anyway, so what I did was don't do this at home, kids, obviously. Do as I say, not as I do.
Mm.
I reversed back and pinned my car right up against his driver's side door so he couldn't get out of his car.
And that'll show him. Don't be a park pincher, guys.
And I just went, mate, what are you doing? And then he's fuming. I was like, mate, I was waiting. I was in front. I've been waiting here for a minute maybe.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, man. And I was like, mate, I'm not moving until you drive off. Because there was no park in front of him. So he could clear. And guess what? He drove off.
Yeah, see, there you go. I mean, you just said don't try it at home, but it works. So
again, do whatever.
Now, this is the thing, Jim. I'm calling these people, right? The person you encountered, the person in this story, the people we see all the time on the road. I'm calling them park pinchers.
Park pinchers. Park pinchers. Park pinchers. Park pinchers.
That's it. Well done, audio boat. I can see him skipping outside. Well done. You've done well.
I didn't think we'd get a baby shark mini parody song there.
Well, he's got a young boy, Eli, he's probably listening to it all the time. 13 10 60, Stray. Here's what I want to do. Jump on the phones right now. Give us a call if you are a park pincher, right? If you are a park pincher or you know one. I want to talk to the people who are out there doing this. Even if you've just done it once, might have even been by accident. But I'd love to talk to someone who's like, nah, stuff it. If I can get in there first, I'm getting in there first.
Oh, you want to chat to the people who live by the motto, first in, first serve?
Absolutely.
First in, best dress?
Oh, doesn't matter how you dress, mate. Just how fast your car is.
I know what this means. You know what it's like.
13 10 60. Are you a park pincher?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Park pinchers. They saw my spot. Park pinchers.
Come on.
Park pinchers. Park pinchers.
Yeah, we know you're out there, park pinchers.
When I think park pinchers, I think, it's one of the things, anything car related, gets me angry. Mm. I know we've been over it, but, when you don't get the wave,
you get
very upset. But the fact that our audio guy, Audio Bones, has written an open to the baby shark.
All of a sudden, I'm happy with the park pinchers.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, he's just pinching my park. It's fine.
So these are the people who, although you've been waiting, they zoom into your park ahead of you. Maybe they're in a rush, but we don't know. We want to talk to these people, the park pinchers of Australia. 13 10 60, Amanda from Mayfield. Hi, Amanda. We got you there.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, we're going all right, Amanda. Be honest. Are you a park pincher?
No, I'm not, but I work for Australia Post, and we have designated mail areas out the front of post office.
Uh-huh.
And every time, without fail, when I go to use the mail zone area, somebody already is either in it or they zoom into it before I get there. And so, me being a stubborn redhead, I park behind them.
Yep.
And then I leave a note on their windscreen saying, can you not read?
Oh, you get in on them, Amanda.
Well, I mean, if they can't read, Amanda, then they also can't read the note.
Steve from Canberra. Hi, Steve-O.
What does this note say? I've got no idea. Oh, well, I'm fine.
We're going all right, Steve-O. Are you a park pincher, Steve?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Okay, this is good. This is the people I wanted to talk to. Now, Steve, how often do you reckon you're pinching people's parks?
Probably once a week.
Once a week, okay.
Do you feel any guilt, Steve, when you're doing it? You're like, you beauty, I've got another one.
Not really.
Yeah, go on, Steve.
I'm opportunistic, so if I see a spot, I'll just take it. But
Steve, I can
carpe
imagine.
Carpe diem.
Yeah, carpe diem. Car park diem. You're welcome. Take a bow, Nate. Will do, Nate. Thanks for the compliment. Steve, I can imagine you get some feedback from people when you're pinching their park.
Yeah. Actually, it makes it enjoyable when, I see people, they kind of just hold their hands up and wave them around like they're one of those like, you know, those crazy
inflatable
dolls that
kind of waving up inflatable two men.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that, like, that kind of makes me think, oh, like, I should have done that. You know, like I'm helping them.
You know,
they're, like, getting out, all their, like, their anger for the week.
Yeah. It's like you're doing a public service, Steve.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Good on you, Steve. And you know what, Steve? For some reason, I've bought your argument. So, yeah. Well, very good.
You convinced me. Yeah. I'm going to be in Canberra getting a park, and it's going to be pinched. And I go, it's buddy Steve.
Yeah, there we go.
He's doing his thing.
And you know what? I feel good. I feel good about it. Shane from Oberon. Hi, Shane.
How you going, guys?
Good, mate. Are you a park pincher, Shane?
Oh, God, I am.
Talk us through it. Shane, how often are you pinching parks?
Oh, I'd have to say only once, twice a week.
Right. Okay. What kind of car have you got, Shane? Have you got a big? Have you got an intimidating car, or is it a little zoom one, or what do you got?
It's got a Ford Ranger with a bull bar on there.
So even if they get into the park, he's ramming them out of the way.
So how do you go with squeezing into tight spaces, Shane?
Oh, I go all right. Like, you can get into some good spots.
Yeah, that's.
Are you sometimes you surprise yourself what you get into?
Yes, I am actually.
Getting that big thing in there, Shane. Good on you, mate. Shane, same question to you that we asked Steve. Do you feel guilty when you're still in the parks, when you're pinching parks?
Nah, but I feel good.
What about when you're squeezing that big thing into that little thing? What do you feel then, Shane?
Oh, just proud.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay, because you can hear it all here. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nate, gastroenterologist, Dr. Sarah Meshley. Ignore it, move on.
Gracie doesn't need to correct you, so this is perfect. A perfect time for you to bring a word like that.
Says you shouldn't swallow your chewing gum.
Mm.
It's only something we did probably a few or so months ago. You swallowed gum for the first time ever in your life.
One of my great fears.
As a 29-year-old man.
Mm. I know.
That's well done, by the way, getting to 29, never swallowing before.
Because it was scared into me from a young age. I was never allowed gum. Never allowed gum.
Really?
No juicy fruit, no hubba bubba, none of it as a kid.
Extra.
Nah.
Wrigley's.
Nah. You got another one? Big Red. Big Red, weirdly allowed that, just because it was fun to put on your forehead afterwards. No, but my nan always said to me that don't do it because it'll clog your insides and clog your arteries and everything. So I was just always so scared. And then the first time that I swallowed gum, I almost made you take me to the emergency room.
It was here at work. It was before the show, and you totally freaked out. And then we all convinced you. We did it on the show. We said 13, 10, 60, is it okay? And all these people called, and they said, no, it's fine. But apparently, no. This gastroenterologist said, which is a gut doctor. Let's go with gut doctor.
I don't know why they have to go with fancy words.
Nah,
no one understands.
What are you going to do, mate? I'm going to see the bloody gut.
I'm a bloody gut doctor, mate.
So they're saying that your gut can't digest chewing gum due to its main ingredient comprising of synthetic rubber. That's why you keep chewing it and it doesn't break down in your mouth.
Rubber.
The doctor said the gum base is made up of a synthetic rubber which is not digested by the human body. The chewing gum will eventually pass out of your system like any other food, but it might take a little longer. It can lead to nausea, vomiting, and abdominal.
Jeez, you're picking words today.
Well, mate,
a sore tummy. Are you going to say abdominal pain?
Tummy pain.
Yeah, tummy pain.
So when I asked him 30, 10, 60.
Tummy pain.
I'm done with the story, mate. What did you swallow that you didn't mean to swallow?
Yeah.
Because I feel like most people that do swallow gum, it's never any intention.
Yeah,
100%. You never try to swallow it.
No.
I mean, only recently I swallowed a fly at work, remember?
Oh, yeah.
It was in my water bottle.
Yeah, not great. You couldn't get it back up. You didn't get that back up again either.
And we went to a meeting with a really important person, and I'm like, in the meeting,
And he said, what's wrong?
Max Stace, like, looking at me going.
And I looked at our boss and I said, he does these all the time. It's like a weird aversion to meetings with bosses.
Is there anything you've swallowed recently, Nate, that you didn't mean to?
I mean, obviously, gum is the top of the list.
Yeah.
Often seeds are a big one for me sometimes.
What kind of seeds? Mango seed.
Mate. Oh, that wasn't supposed to go down there.
I've bloody pelicaned it.
No, it literally happened this morning. Had some avocado on toast. Yeah, doing all right. So I had some avocado. And I left a bit of the skin of the avocado.
I swallowed the whole avocado.
The whole avocado. It's in me.
How did you even do that?
I don't know. I freaked out.
I was mashing.
I thought it was a cookie.
I had my glasses on. I was like, what is this? This is a tasty little snack.
Oh, God, it's in there now, isn't it?
No chewing.
Where do you think I was before the show? God, that hurt.
Can only come out one way, mate. 131060, give us a call, Australia. What did you swallow that you didn't mean?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nate, just ask 131060, what did you swallow that you didn't mean to swallow?
Mm.
This is after New Year's. Can never keep up. Apparently, it's bad to swallow gum again. I definitely thought there was a long time where it was okay. I think we did it on the show like 3 months ago.
Spoken like a gum swallow. Nah, see, I always had an aversion to swallowing gum. I've done it once before in my life. We almost went in the emergency room because I was like, this is it for me.
Right, we were just chatting to a mate of ours, Lockie McIntyre, very funny guy. You might have seen me sometimes share his stuff on our Instagram.
He's a mover and a shaker.
He and a legend. He told us he swallows gum all the time, and unfortunately we've had to cancel that friendship.
Yeah, exactly. And it explains a lot with him.
Yeah, look, he was left alone a lot as a child.
Navita, is it Navita from Bonneville? Hi, Navita.
Oi, oi, boys.
Oi, oi. Thank you for using the official greeting of the show that nobody uses, Navita.
Nevada.
Oh, Nevada. I apologize.
Yes.
Sorry, Nevada. Oi, oi to you. Nevada, what did you swallow?
So when I was about 6, I had a lollipop and the top of it just fell off in my mouth and I swallowed it.
The entire thing, like in one gulp?
Yep. Scared the life out of me.
What a... Yeah, I love this. When you accidentally swallow something, it's that instant freak out. And did you kind of like check yourself? Are you like...
Yeah, I was like, am I choking?
did you choke?
No, went straight through.
Okay, I'm going to ask this.
When you're at the show, you put the balls in the clown's mouth?
That's what it was like.
He just went straight into his belly.
Nevada going, I like this with his mouth open. Okay, Nevada, I'll ask you this question. If you can remember, did it come out whole?
No.
Mm, that's interesting. That's a fun science experiment, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. My. If you don't mind me saying this, my poop was pink.
Well, that now. Well, there you go.
You've said it.
There's nothing we can do. There's literally nothing we can do. This segment brought to you by Chubba Chub. Kylie from Newcastle. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, how's it going?
We're good, Kylie. What did you accidentally swallow?
Well, similar. When I was about 6 or 7, same thing, and those crazy things that get in your head. I swallowed a mandarin seed, and so I pictured myself like planting as a tree.
See, that's the thing. Yeah. You freak out, don't you, Kylie? So you're thinking there's a mandarin tree growing inside of you.
Yeah, and I pictured myself as like a stump, and my arms poking out, and like I'm literally stuck to the ground, and my brother like harassing me and stuff. Like, oh,
what are you worried about your brother? Anyway,
running around outside going, I've got to find a good spot because I'm going to be here forever.
Anyway, Groot, thanks for calling us. Thank you, Kylie. Eric from Liverpool. Hi, Eric.
Hi, fellas. How you doing?
We're good, Eric. What did you swallow that you didn't mean to?
Swallowed a couple of watch batteries.
Oh, watch batteries?
Yeah. So my uncle's a watchmaker.
Okay.
As a kid, we were trying to make it rain with parts. And as they were coming down, we were screaming and I swallowed a couple.
Just went straight down the gullet, Eric.
Yeah.
So when you say you were screaming, like in Simon or in pain from the watch parts hitting you?
Yeah, a bit of the latter. We were like, oh, these are heavy.
So, and again, just straight down. Straight down, Eric. Straight down the throat.
Yeah.
And then did that come out whole or?
Yeah, it sounded like we were pooping coins.
Someone's turned a piggy bank upside down in that toilet.
Paying out.
Oh, that's just Eric in the loo. Vanessa from Somerville. Wrap things up, Ness. We got you there?
Yep.
What'd you swallow, Ness?
Wasn't me. It was my daughter. She decided she wanted to feel like it was to have a thumbtack in her mouth.
Oh.
And she swallowed it.
No.
What happened?
Was she okay?
Yeah, trip to the Royal Children's, a lot of x-rays, and then I had to go through her poop for the next few days to make sure it came out the other end.
Did it come out the other end?
Eventually. It actually came out at her 8th birthday party.
Oh, happy bloody birthday.
Pin the towel on the door.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay. Because you can hear it all here.
Jim, fitness influencer, friend of the show, Steph Claire Smith. She has said that men need to stop flirting with people at the gym. Stop it, guys. She said, for many people, gym time is me time, and they don't want to be picked up while they're working out. She said they're not going to the gym to be picked up, but then she also said that some people are. Some people put themselves out there and are ready for it, but majority of people are not, so stop it.
I've never tried to pick up at the gym. I don't feel like I have that.
Yeah, neither.
Yeah, but I don't have like the. I feel like if you're picking up at the gym, you've got to be like, you've got to be ripped. Like, you've got to be looking good. You know what I mean?
The problem with me is I am, for lack of a better phrase, a sweaty mess.
Yeah.
I'm disgusting. Like, I don't even want to look at myself. You know what I mean? So if I like rolling up to somebody, I mean, I'm engaged now. Love you, Meg. Beautiful. We didn't meet at a gym.
But hypothetically.
I'll still get Meg's, in trouble for hypotheticals. You know that.
So your girlfriend's like, would you still love me if I was a worm?
Yeah. She asked me the other day, she goes, if you could have any house in the world, but you had to leave me, what would you do? And I was like, what answer do you want?
Any house, obviously.
Yeah, any house in the world. Yeah. But look, we went to F45 this morning. Sweaty mess. Like, disgusting. Like, if you come in within a 2 meter radius of me, it's going to be raining on you.
Yeah.
Like, it's gross.
It's a Lady Gaga song featuring Ariana Grande.
It is. Like, you need
an umbrella.
Yeah, you need an umbrella. You need a Rihanna song, really, to be near me. So, I mean, I've never done it. Have you done it before?
I've never done it. But I also, like I said, I don't really have, like, a great gym aesthetic. You know what I mean? Like, I love working out, right? Yeah. I do. I think it's great. But, like, I see blokes in there with those, the low cut singlets, and, you know, they got the tattoos and they got the tight skin. The skin, so how do they get that skin?
Oh, my favorite is when the people come in wearing jeans, like they're about to go out afterwards. Love those people. Getting a quick pump on before we go to the pub.
Yeah, it's not for me. No. There's so many great places to pick up.
I mean, I've asked, and I don't want people to get confused. I've asked people for a spot before, and I've helped people spot me. Like, I've helped people, like, lift weights and that kind of stuff. That's not pickup. Like, if I go up to somebody and be like, hey, mate, you need a hand? No, I mean, I'm not trying to.
I wouldn't say that.
I mean, I also whisper it in their ear.
Hey, you look quite handy.
Yeah.
And I need a hand.
Do you want a hand? They look heavy. Could you lift me?
I heard people hook up. I think, I mean, it's not for me, but I have heard people hook up in gym, like, bathrooms.
I've heard this story many times.
Never been asked myself, so I refuse to believe it.
Give
it time,
big fella.
I'm walking around gyms every morning.
I saw you on the ski egg this morning, buddy. Ooh, give me a piece of that. Put two people on either side of that. You know what I mean? 13 1060. Jump on the phones. Did you pick somebody up at the gym, or were you picked up at the gym? Because I know this would happen. I know this would happen all the time. Did you try, or did you try and fail? You know, did you?
Or was there someone trying to pick you up and you just didn't want anything to do with it? I'm looking at gym pickup stories.
Yeah,
because I've never been part of one.
Receiving end or the pickup end, whatever it is, we want to hear this. 13 1060.
So you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay, because you could hear it all here. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
And Jimmy, just ask a question. 13 1060 Australia. Jump on the phones right now. You can score yourself a $50 Jimmy Brings voucher if you get involved. Did you pick up at the gym, or did somebody try and pick you up at the gym? Jim, you and I have never done this before because we're not at our, I guess, most appealing when we're at the gym.
Yeah, I mean, you and I have a lot of confidence. we're confident people. That's how we ended up here. That's how we do MC stuff. You should see us after a few beers.
Mm.
But I've never in my entire life once thought about trying to pick someone up at the gym.
My face goes red and I'm a sweaty mess.
I'm just sweaty. I'm not looking great. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't walk out of the gym and go, I want to take a photo of me right now.
But a lot of people do. And they're the people I want to talk to.
100%. There's so many good looking people. And there's people that don't sweat. I'm like, what's your secret?
I'll be honest. I hate those people. Because I do enough sweating for everybody. Yeah. Dean from Clyde North. Hi, Dean. We got you there.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, we're good, mate. Did you pick up at the gym, or did somebody pick you up at the gym?
Oh, I picked a girl up at the gym.
Oh, talk us through it, Dean. How did it happen?
So I walked into gym and I've seen this pretty girl and she was doing some bench presses. And I've walked over to her and I said, oh, you know, hey, baby, do you want a spotter? You know, I put on an accent. And she just laughed and I'm like, you shouldn't be doing, you know, weights by yourself. And she goes, yeah, no worries. And I thought, you know, I'll do like an Arnold Schwarzenegger accent. I'm like, come on, baby, get down. And she starts losing her shit. I swap my language there. She starts losing. I'm like, get down, you can do it, get down. And then she goes, oh, my God, that was like really intense. You're so funny. And I said, look, you don't mind if I get your number. I can spot you anytime. And she goes, yeah, no worries. She gave me her number. And that night, I messaged her and I said, hey, you know, that was a good session. And she goes, you know, what are you up to? You want to go for coffee tomorrow? And that was it.
Oh, Dino! Good on you, Dean! There you go, guys.
Yeah. Or you need anything, like, how long ago was that? What ended up happening with her, Dean?
Well, it got a little bit too intense. She wanted to have a spotter every single day at the gym, and she's like, come on. And then she started saying to me, come on, get down, get down. I'm like...
Good on you, Dean. Rebecca from Maryland. Hi, Beck.
Hi.
Now, Beck, were you picked up at the gym?
Picked up at the gym.
Okay, talk us through it. What happened, Beck?
There was some, like, I don't know, some tension there, and there was some, like, side eyes, and, yeah, it was going on for a couple of weeks. And then I was hopeful. He was really cute. And, you know, getting the pump on, and then he came up to me, and he's like... Didn't introduce himself, he just went straight for it and he's like, hey, you want to come back to my place? And I was like, not exactly what I was looking for. So it was a bit, it was disappointing.
Oh, right. So it was a fact. You didn't go back then, Beck?
No.
Yeah, man. And she's gone now,
she's,
too.
She's on her way there.
Oh, she's back. She's back. She's back. Okay. So, Beck, yeah. So, Beck, non successful pickup, yes?
Non successful.
It was the Arnold Schwarzenegger impression.
I don't think I am. That was really funny.
Oh, that was really funny. Want to go back? Thank you, Beck. One more Anonymous from Sydney. Hello, Anonymous.
Hey, man. How you going?
Oh, you sound like a bit of fun. All right.
Don't try and pick up on the radio, Nate.
Okay, Anonymous. Talk us through it, although I reckon I can guess what happened. Did you pick up at the gym?
Not exactly, man. So I heard you guys say if you picked up or you've... you know, hooked up at a gym, give
yes.
a call. So I was like, oh, hooked up at a gym before.
Okay.
I was dating someone. Obviously, we were young. You know, I was living with parents, she was living with parents. You can't really, you know, at one house and the other house, you can't really sleep with one another.
Yeah.
Because you've got family and stuff. So I don't know, we were just getting hot and heavy in the car. We both went to the same gym. We were already dating for about 2 years. And then we just thought, stuff it. We're in the car. We might as well go to the gym. Went to the bathroom and... After we did it the one time, we just thought, wow, this is pretty easy. We should do it a lot. So we just kept going for like about a year. We honestly kept going for about a year.
Did you do a workout or
were you just using the gym to have sex?
No, sometimes, honestly, it was just go to the gym to have sex.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we were like, stuff it. We'll get a workout in before, have a shower in the gym showers, and then while we're at it, in there, like, might as well. Yeah, it was like addiction for a while. I don't know. It was some sort of an addiction for a while. It was crazy.
Did you ever get caught? Did anyone see you guys or open the door?
No,
or
never. Only join in? We only used to go around like 12 at night because it was a 24-hour gym.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Anytime, so, anywhere.
Yeah.
Do you still do it now or you don't do it anymore?
No, I don't do it anymore. No, I don't. Yeah, nah.
Yeah, I love it. He's like, yeah, nah, right. So we're done.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jim, a Canadian traveller, has taken to social media with her confusion as to why so many restaurants and cafes in Australia have a big old toilet key with something attached to it. Something that we just grew up with. Something that we just take as norm.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, Nate. I saw this one and I love these things because I, not in my entire life, have ever questioned why they hand me a key on a, I've had it on a spade and bucket,
yeah,
like a kid's spade and bucket. I've had it on spoons.
I had one on a fry pan once, like a small fry pan.
I had one on it was like a rabbit's arm.
Yeah.
Like a little I don't know if it was real or not.
Was the rabbit still there?
Well, I ordered it for lunch.
Yeah. Just attach it to the toilet.
It's a bit chewy.
She said that it's every cafe and restaurant from where she's from, they have their own bathrooms, right? So there's no special lock on it or anything. But because of it happens in Australia, there's often a lot of share bathrooms, right? If the cafe or the restaurant's in a complex, then you have to, I mean, we know how it works. You have to go get the key, ask at the front and go back. And she said the biggest problem she had with it was because she was walking with this big key and the big, whatever it was, rabbit's foot, spatula, whatever attached to it, people would know that she was off to the bathroom and she was embarrassed.
Oh, well, I guess you can go to the bathroom for number. Was she embarrassed by doing wheeze?
Well, she said she just assumed everybody thought she was doing a number two, which is okay. It's a bodily function, guys.
I like to assume people are just weeing.
I see, I'm the opposite.
I don't like to think of people pooping.
No, see, I look at people going, you're going for a big dump. Right, yeah. You've had too many coffees, big fella. I love
dumpy,
that.
Dumpy, 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 boy.
And then I look at him. I look at him in the eye and go, I see the rabbit's foot. You're a dirty thing.
I had one given to me once. had one given to me once, and it was on a roll of toilet paper. And I asked, I went, why is it on the toilet paper? And they go, we've had a problem. People have ran out. And they do the thing where they try and keep their legs apart. It's like, yeah. You need more toilet paper?
My favourite is, okay, yeah, you see them leave with a full roll of toilet paper and then they come back and it's just a little cardboard thing. It's like, I know what you're doing.
Another!
So 13, 10, 60, here's what I want to do, and I love these. We've just mentioned a few of them, but I want to hear about it. What were or what are on the toilet keys? What were they attached to? You know what I mean? Maybe you're a restaurant owner or a cafe owner.
A restaurateur.
And you've put something on the toilet keys, because it's always something big. It's always like a big spoon or a spatula or whatever it was. What have you seen on those toilet keys, the public toilet keys? I want to see. I want to know right now. 13, 10, 60, jump on the phones. And you know what? If you give us a call, we'll make you feel a bit better about it. $100 Step One underwear vouchers. Now, these are the most popular undies going around at the moment. Oh, so you want to?
If I wore undies, I'd wear them.
Yeah, what? Absolutely. Well, you need another pair after what happened with the toilet.
Well, that's why they got toilet paper now, don't they?
13, 10, 60. What did you see on the toilet keys? This is what we want to know.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
What were the toilet keys attached to? This is a classic thing that we all grew up with and we're so used to here in Australia, but not according to a Canadian traveller who was shocked to find out that our toilet keys are always attached to something weird. We mentioned a few before. I've had one where it's been a fry pan, a big paddle and a number plate. They're ones that I've seen.
I love these, Nathan, and I'm a little sad because we've been to a couple of restaurants lately and they've got the code. You pin in the code.
Yeah, boring. It's the new age,
isn't it? It is. Remember we went to that restaurant for lunch and I kept telling you the wrong code.
Yeah, you did. And I really needed to go to the toilet. And so I had to wait till someone came out.
Because I went first and I got the code from behind the bar and it was like 1394. And then Nathan goes, what's the code? And I went 1398.
No, I think you were trying it because we'd had a few tequilas. And I think you might have even gone, it's 6969. I'm like, is it? I'm like, is it really? And you go, yeah, it is.
And then you come back and you're doing the waddle now. You're like, man, I really need to go. And I'm like, I swear that was it.
I can't remember. I can't remember. Amanda from Mayfield. Amanda, what was the toilet key attached to?
I was just recently on holidays in Chicago and I needed to use the bathroom like desperately. And I went up to the counter and they gave me a key with a ball and chain attached to it. Oh. And I was almost peeing myself laughing.
Oh, don't need to go to the toilet anymore.
Yeah.
Was it heavy, Amanda?
Yeah, it was a heavy ball and chain.
Weird. It wasn't any like ball and chain. It wasn't any holes in the cubicle, were there, when you...
No, luckily.
Miley's going to the toilet again. Thank you, Amanda.
Wrecking ball there.
Yeah. People go, if you didn't get it, grow up. asking the question, what were your toilet keys attached to? Kylie from Freshie. What did you see, Kylie?
I was walking through a shopping centre, so I had the keys and I was touching them sort of the tiniest bit that I possibly could and probably had a grossed out look on my face and then realised that everyone was looking at me strangely because I'm walking along carrying kangaroo balls.
Kanga nuts.
Yeah, it was a good look.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, you're not going to steal them though, are you?
No, definitely gave them back as fast as I could.
She's like, no, I actually did. I nicked them. They're great. Ellie from Bendigo. Ellie, what were the keys attached to? The toilet keys.
All right, so I take your rabbit foot and I raise you a keyring Furby that once placed upon the ground after about 10 seconds started talking to me.
So while you're in the loo...
I'm in the loo, out of nowhere, all of a sudden, this Furby circa 1999, I'm assuming they've kept it that long because I haven't seen them since, started talking to me and my toilet companion.
Can I ask Ellie what was it saying to you?
It was the Furby. I've got no idea.
You're dehydrated.
Not comforting. Yes.
Wait, I mean, excuse the pun, Ellie. If that happened to me, did it scare the shit out of you?
Ellie loved that.
I know, mate. I'm on fire today. I'm not going to lie.
Look, I've heard a lot of your gear. Not your strongest, but
really, I reckon I'm on today.
No, you are on today. That one.
Oh yeah, no. Oh, that one. Yeah, probably not.
It was funny.
Hey, Ellie liked it.
Ellie,
that was funny, yeah?
Love a good dad joke.
Yeah, good on you.
She's still going.
She's still laughing. Thomas from Victoria. Thomas, what did you see the toilet keys attached to, Tom?
Yeah, mate. So when I was doing a bit of work in Japan as a chef, I walked into a restaurant and I was pretty surprised when they handed me a deer antler that had been shaven down into a shiv-like pick. I wasn't too sure whether I should have taken it or ran out of the building, but, you know, do what you got to do. So
is a deer antler... So how big is this thing?
A shiv?
Oh, like it was, you know, probably a good 8 or 9 inches long, and I was... You know, a bit conflicted about it. It looked a bit confronting. But...
Did they say, like, anyway, here's a toilet key. Good luck in there, buddy. You're going to need this? Like, as in...
Ah, mate, like, I asked the bloke, like, what's going on here? And he's like, oh, I'm a very avid deer hunter, so, you know, I thought it'd make a good use. And I was like, oh, well, you know, maybe you need to rethink that scenario there, buddy, but thank you.
I'm going to be walking to the toilet thinking someone's going to jump out at me.
I was very conflicted about, you know, just going into the loo, so.
Yeah. I mean, when you saw that shiv and that deer antler shaving down, did that scare the shit out of you, Thomas?
Yeah, I definitely had some thoughts that were, you know, like...
Oh dear, someone was naughty. But don't worry, Jimmy and Nath are back in a matter of seconds. Let's hope everyone's a bit more behaved.
I don't know what was worse, that swear word or your attempt at my joke.
I'm not sure, Australia, if Nath pushed the dub button because I just said his joke exactly the same way or that Thomas from Victoria swore.
Anyway, we're back on. Thanks, Thomas. It was a great story.
It was a great story. He said the F word.
He got excited, and that's what we encourage on... Not the F word. We encourage excitement on this show. Jack, hello, Jack. Welcome. Oh, dear, now everyone just wants to swear and doesn't want to talk. Jack. Hello, Jack. You know what? I'm just going to go back. Ellie, you there? And no one just wants to talk to us. No one wants to talk to us anymore.
How you been?
Yeah, good, mate. You going all right?
Yeah. I was really enjoying that.
I was really enjoying
it. It wasn't
my fault.
It's
just absolutely your fault. Ellie from Bendigo. You there?
Oh, God.
Now I have tech issues.
Are you happy?
I didn't do it.
You
I said your joke.
Yeah.
And I didn't swear. Thomas swore.
Yeah, I almost swore you delivered it that bad.
I've ruined your thing. It was so funny. You were on tonight.
Ellie. Nah. You happy?
I'm not looking. No, I'm not. I'm not stoked.
Because I don't know what's going on. Now I can't even. We can't get it on this.
I know.
You got something funny?
I could Google it, Dad. I'll give a dad joke for her.
Google it, joke, because I'm not leaving on this. Amanda, you there?
God. Something's happened to the
phones.
Something's happened.
It's that we've had a freak out. There's a freak. Are we on the air?
Did you? No, that's not good.
Yeah.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Go tease him, Nate.
Yeah, go ahead, mate. Your show.
Thanks. Heaps of people have been away. There's a lot been on.
Oh, dropping like flies, aren't they?
So I've been editing the podcast, which is something I never do. It's Jimmy, by the way. And so this is the end bit. You know, we slap this on the end.
It's beneath your pay grade.
It's well below my pay grade. But what I realized was, so we do a little bit at the start. You hear some of the radio, then this waffle at the end.
Mm.
Every time you do the waffle, you start with, what a cracker.
Yeah, and let me tell you, it's become a bit.
And so I was like pasting them as I was editing it today, and I'm like, am I just slapping the same thing on? And then I had to keep listening going, no, Nath just said exactly the same thing, exactly the same cadence, exactly the same way for like a week.
Well, we start the podcast with the same thing, so why not just a little... And well done to the people who've made it all the way to the end and have noticed that. I think that's the biggest impressive thing, if people would like to listen to this right at the end.
People tell us they do, and pretty exciting, Nath. Round of applause. We've got a surprise interview. You didn't even know this was happening.
Yeah, surprise interview.
It's not mentioned. We've got a friend of ours, Lockie McIntyre, has been sitting in the studio with us all night.
And let me tell you, if there's someone who can talk shit, it's this bloke. Hey, Lock.
How you doing, boys?
Yeah, we're good, mate.
That's good to hear.
You enjoyed the show? Cracker?
Yeah, look, I got a bit of feedback. After. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not quite up to speed, but it's all right.
No, that's fine, mate. And that we live and we learn, don't we? So that's why we brought you in, Lock, for where we can improve.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things do you think, as a radio show, that we could be doing better?
I'd start with recasting.
Both.
No, one of you is clearly the better one. For you both, don't as
need. Yeah, we don't need to say.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
It's obvious. We all know.
Yeah,
it's clear. A lot of shirts on, which is surprising inside the studio.
Just wait. It'll get hot. Yeah, depending how heated this kind of little podcast chat goes, it'll. Mm. Believe me, there'll be kit off. We've never been told off for taking kits off in this office. in other offices we have.
Yeah, we have been in trouble before for being in just budgie smugglers.
We got told once you are exposing a lot of flesh.
Someone said our bodies are offensive. It's not what you want to hear.
And we're still with those girls, which is nice.
They got engaged to one of them.
Good on them. That's not what you want to hear.
Lucky, so. How would you, if someone's like listening to this right now, they're like, who is this Lockie McIntyre? How would you describe yourself? What would you describe your profession as, what you do?
In three words.
Mover, shaker, legend. I'd probably go with those.
Yeah, you know what? Pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty close. If you can't tell what he does out of mover, shaker, legend, you're an idiot.
I kind of wish we just asked him for two words because mover, shaker, it's very quality.
Yeah, that's really good.
I felt like I was going overkill with legend at the end.
Yeah,
did you panic?
Did you see his face? He went mover, shaker, and he looked down at the mic confidently, and then he looked up at us and went, legend?
It's like an inflection. Now everyone listening go, okay, well, he's definitely a mover and a shaker. He's absolutely not a legend.
I can confirm the moving and the shaking. I'm unsure about the legend part of it.
Well, I mean, look, we'll let you do it properly.
All right.
Four words.
good. We're going to have Lockie on every podcast at the end, and he gets one extra word. And by the end of the year, you'll finally know what he does.
Is this how work experience works at radio stations?
It is. Yeah. It is, mate.
One word every day.
Yeah, just one word every day. And But you're going to get so much out of it. You're going to grow and develop.
It's all about the exposure.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting paid.
It's exposure, mate.
I actually don't think anyone will get into radio anymore. Like radio people. Like for those, Lockie is very funny. He does heaps of funny videos. What would you call yourself, a content creator?
Sure.
I just think you're a funny guy. I was trying to explain to someone the other day.
He's very funny.
We put up a video on the weekend of we were out for dinner and someone was showing your video, a video recently, and everyone was loving you. And Nathan and I were getting around. It was like, he's our friend. Like, it's a great moment.
That after we said, we're right here. Yeah.
It was at the same time. We were like, but also Jimmy and Nathan are here. Please pay us attention. But then someone's like, so what does he do? And I was like, well, he just does these videos. And like, and then what else? I'm like, I think he's a surf lifesaver.
So you're telling me he's funny and he saves lives.
I was selling you. I was like trying to get you a partner. I don't even know. Are you single at the moment? Are you seeing someone?
Yeah, incredibly single.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was trying to get you someone, even though you're not there.
I'd have a few someone beers. Fell in love based off one video.
Well, they said he looks quite attractive. And I went, he pretty much looks like the videos.
Because you spend a lot of time at the beach, don't you, Locke?
Yeah, I like to get my tan on.
Yeah, what beach are you normally frequenting?
Down at Cronulla.
Ah, Shire. Yeah. One of the great beaches.
Yeah, God's country.
Yeah, it is God's country, mate. If you look close enough, you can actually see the Southern Cross tattoo over Lockie's face, which is really
We should describe him for people that can't see him. So his head's completely bald.
Yeah.
Southern Cross tattoo on the face.
He'd be 160 kilos.
Yeah.
Missing one toe. Yeah.
Loves visiting Thailand.
Loves Thailand. And I think he got fired from your last job. What were you doing? Were you selling stuff?
Yeah. Just a little small business on Facebook Marketplace.
And then the only reason he's here tonight is we promised him backers.
Yeah. We are doing that.
But guess what? Sweet. The bastard fell asleep for the entire show. So
his pants down. Macca's on his chest.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the beat. Are you surf lifesaver? That's what you do, isn't it? You're doing that bit of that?
I've never been a surf lifesaver.
Where did you get that from, Jim?
I didn't even do nippers.
I'll be honest.
Was it a video?
We were both drunk.
Someone
said he was very attractive. Mm. And for some reason, I like Locke. And I was like, I'm gonna get him someone here. And for some reason, the first thing I thought of was just, I was like, what are women like? I'm not obviously
beachy, sexy people.
I was like beachy
people.
Guys, like you know, they're there, they're fit, they're active. Mm. You know, I'd say most surf lovers are pretty good looking people and kind. You know what I mean? They put their lives on they risk their lives to save people. Mm. So it just came out and I went, surf lifesaver.
So surf lifesaver.
And
so.
She did. She went, wow,
look at that, making a difference. How do you go in the world? Are you a strong swimmer?
Yeah, I was a competitive swimmer when I was younger. But if I end up taking this girl out on a beach date, and someone's at the back, stuck in a rip. And their hands are going up, and they're going. And she's going to look at me and go, well,
"You're on.
Strap on your nippers cap and get out there."
No, the only thing you can do now is if I do message her and organise this date, you could just never go near the beach. And she'll be like, "Why don't you want
to?" I don't mix business and pleasure.
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.